Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, August 13th, 2008. It's actually the best of Distorted View because I'm running a bit late today. So, unfortunately, the show's not going to be ready in its normal early time. It'll be posted in the early afternoon or something like that. But I wanted to give you guys something to listen to, so I thought we'd do a best of show right now. You guys will get a brand new episode a little bit later today, and then we'll be back on track for the Thursday show. So, enjoy this best of show, and we'll see you a little bit later today. Bye, everybody. Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Tech Support Phone Calls.
What number was it that the person called? And I can tell you whether that's a number that a person can order products from.
SOS Apple.
No.
I got the number from the person, shithead. I got it from them. They said, call us. They'll send you a microphone. And I'm calling you, and you're not sending me a microphone.
Sir, if you're gonna allow me to help you, we're going to do it in a civil tone.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, March 15th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, abortion greeting cards, a sliced penis, and car-driving unicorns. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. We have a great show for you today, and before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, you came on a good night, because we're introducing a brand new segment onto the show, and it's called Black and White. Hit it.
People hate come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black and white.
Yeah. All right. You know I'm taking a segment seriously when I create a theme song for it. Yes, welcome to Black and White. This is where we try to figure out who's more ridiculous, black people or white people. Well, ridiculous, or at least the most unintentionally funny. So we're going head-to-head, black versus white. I've got two clips here, and we're going to try to figure out who's more ridiculous, white people or black people. I flipped a coin, and blacks won. I'm really treating this like a sporting event. Welcome to the race bowl, I guess. Get ready! Whites versus blacks, coming up, head-to-head. Caucasians, they had a good run, but in recent years, blacks have been making strides. Who will win tonight? It's the race poll. All right. Which is great, because if I ever do, like, white people versus Asians, I can call it the rice bowl. racism. All right, did I explain this well enough for everyone to understand it? Basically, I've got two video clips here, one of white people, one of black people, and we're trying to crown the most ridiculous race. It really is like a race bowl. All right, let's start out with, like I said, blacks, because they won the coin toss. Congratulations. Just a little background information so you guys can understand what's going on here. There's like three African Americans sitting down, I believe, trying to give a deposition for some sort of court hearing. I'm not sure what it's about, but there is a black gentleman who is wearing a sock on his head because he apparently doesn't want to be videotaped. Sitting next to him is his mother, and sitting next to the mother is the guy's sister. And you will hear them all. I will pause to explain further.
This here is not legal for one thing. Like you said, you surely gave us enough time to get legal counsel.
I'm going to an attorney after soon.
Because
I'm going to
have a
I'm
going
to have Channel 13. I'm going to have
a
lot of
people. You are a lot of people over with a video.
Okay, I tell you.
And
what,
hey,
I'm
you do whatever
stop.
You want to do.
Do you want to give your deposition?
Do whatever the hell you want to do with the shit, because I don't give
that's
a damn. Okay,
they had us in February.
Okay. Wait a second. There's one more thing I want you to hear before I go any further. Take a listen to how this woman, the mother, pronounces the word February.
I think February.
It's kind of like she wants that word to be longer than it really is.
Okay.
So at this point, the African American gentleman is fed up, and he's going to storm out of the courtroom, but he trips on a cord that is connected to a tripod that is holding a light, you know, so that the room can be lit for the cameras. And the whole light comes crashing down on the black guy's mother. So let's take a listen to this.
Whatever you want to do,
Lord, my head, mama.
Y'all doing some people around here?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my head, please. Call Emily.
Black people talk funny. One of the more subtle things that I find funny about the video is when the daughter of this woman who got hit by the light starts talking and screaming.
Mama, say what y'all doing some people.
Why are you blaming them? It was your brother that tripped over the light and gave your mother a concussion, basically, for storming out of the courtroom. All right, so there you go. Good lordy, my head. My head is a-bleeding. February. A lot of funny things in that video. Now, let's turn our attention to Whitey. Can they top the ridiculousness of that last video? Well, for a little bit of help, we're going to turn to Maury.
This is what she had to say before the show. Watch.
My name is Victoria, and I'm 15 years old, and I don't care what my mama says, I'm gonna have a baby. I will do whatever it takes to take care of my baby. If it has to come up prostitute in my body, then so be it. I'm gonna adjust my baby in all brand names, and if I can't support it, then I guess I'm gonna steal it.
Okay. Yeah, this is a 15-year-old girl. She wants to have a baby. If she can't afford to buy brand name clothes, she's going to steal it, as you just heard. Now let's see what else she has to say here.
My mama thinks that I'm not ready to have a baby, but I have everything my baby will need.
And if not, you know, you're going to steal it.
If my baby gets clothes and it needs a blanket, it's all right, because I have...
It needs a blanket? Oh, I hate children.
Have it. And if my baby needs clothes, it's cool. I have tons of them. And if my baby loses the pacifier, I have three more. I'm not just having sex with one, not two, but three different guys. That's right. I'm a player, but that's cool because I got it like that. My life dream is to drop out of school, to be on Girls Gone Wild, and to have my baby. And there's nothing my super mother can say to change my mind.
Here's Victoria. Come on out, Victoria.
Okay, if I didn't actually see this video and I just heard the audio, I would think this has got to be fake. Her life's goal is to drop out of school, go on Girls Gone Wild. I'm not sure why you'd want to do that, because you don't get paid for that, right? Just a bunch of drunk girls showing their tits and signing release forms. And having a baby. I don't know why. Why would anyone want to have children? I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? Okay. What happened to the fucking pictures I was supposed to see? All right, and there's the obligatory, like, girl walking out on stage to a bunch of boos, and then you can't understand a fucking thing that's going on because everything is being bleeped out. So we're going to fast forward just a little bit, actually about 3 minutes worth of bleeping there. I don't know if you heard. You heard just a little bit at the very beginning of when I started playing that here. But throughout the cursing and bleeping, you can make out the "You don't know me. You don't know me." Oh, we know enough, actually. I love when girls say that. It reminds me of that South Park episode. I do what I want, because that's something else they always say.
300 times.
Yup.
Yeah. Apparently, she's had sex 300 times in an attempt to get pregnant.
300 times?
Yup, I sure did. It's because I want a baby.
I want to punch this bitch in the cunt. And I want it to go wrist deep. And I want to pull out her uterus. Is that possible? I don't know.
I want a baby. I will do whatever it takes to get my baby too.
Oh, yeah.
I want the love and attention that all my girls have.
So basically, we just found out that she wants a baby because all her friends have babies. There you have it. Now it's time to answer the question, which race is more unintentionally funny? To help answer that question, our friends at MIT have developed a supercomputer they're calling the Blackulator Caucasiatron. XL 3000, I believe is the full name. And this supercomputer is going to analyze both of the video clips and determine which race is more ridiculous. All right, let me just input some things into the computer here. All right, now I just have to hit enter in the Caucasiatron Blackinator, whatever the fuck I called that thing. I don't have the piece of paper in front of me. We'll go ahead and calculate and spit out an answer. Ready? Boop beep boop beep beep bop bop beep boop beep 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 boop beep bop beep bleep.
Results completed. White swim. White swim. Holy mother of shit. What happened to Caucasians? I weep for your race. It's over for you guys. Your race ashames me. I am now a proud black computer.
Wow, harsh words for white people from the Blackulator Caucasiatron. You know, it's interesting, with all of the advancements in computer technology, one would think text-to-speech would have gotten a little better by now. It still sounds exactly like it did in the 80s.
White win! White win!
Well, congratulations are in order to, I guess, black people, really. African Americans, you are not as ridiculous as whites. Tune in next time for more racial fun on Black and White.
People, they come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black and white.
Alrighty, it's an extended show today. So for you Sideshow members, enjoy the extra DV content. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what the hell are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's never been a better time to join because we've got that Wii contest. And if you're a member of the Sideshow, you get an extra chance to win. In about a month, I'll be giving away a Nintendo Wii. If you haven't been listening to the program, specifically yesterday's show is where I made the contest announcement. Basically, all you have to do is promote Distorted View. Do something where a lot of people are going to be coming to the website and email me what you've done. Some people have been putting their the Distorted View player on their MySpace page, stuff like that. So be creative, and the more creative you are, the more chances you will have to win the Wii. For full rundown on all the contest details, check out yesterday's show. All right, first story we have for you today. I'm not sure if a lot of people know this or not, but Hallmark, in addition to creating birthday, anniversary, and sympathy-type cards, also make cards for people with cancer, people suffering from eating disorders, I shit you not, and for depression as well. One of the cards that they're selling for eating disorders says, "All I want is for you to be healthy. Healthy and happy with yourself. Please, take it one day at a time until you are." I think it would be kind of funny, and I would, if I was the head of Hallmark, I would do this as a joke. I would put that text on the front of the card, and when you open it, there's like the little foily mirror, so the girls will see a reflection of themselves, and then it has one of those voice chips, and it just screams, "You're fat and disgusting!" I think that would be a hot seller. Where am I going with all of this Hallmark talk? Well, a nonprofit organization has launched a line of e-cards for women who've had abortions. I'm so pissed that I haven't thought of this. Exhale is the name of the company, and they already run a confidential post-abortion talk line. And I believe we have a commercial for the abortion talk line that runs on San Francisco radio stations. Take a listen.
Have you recently had an abortion? Are you feeling alone? Want to talk about it? Call the Bay Area's hottest abortion talk line. Steamy early terminations. Wild chemically induced free-for-alls, nasty fetus suctions, wet menstrual extractions, erotic perforated uteruses. Oh!
Tell me your abortion fantasies. Only $4.99 a minute. By the same service that brought you.
Hi, baby. Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT. The best place to talk about sex and more. If you're ready for action right now, enter your access code or credit card number now to get started.
That's quite a diverse lineup. Yes, Exhale already runs a confidential post-abortion talk line. Founder Aspen Baker said the inspiration for e-cards came when an abortion provider remarked that there were no Hallmark cards for abortion. Avoid. The six e-cards were designed to be nonpartisan and encompass a wide range of responses that a woman may go through after having the procedure. It makes sense. I mean, you know, I'm sure most women who have an abortion go through a grieving period or depressed, sad, or whatever. But I wonder if there's at least a small percentage of women who are just ecstatic. Like, they get a high off of it. Like, I love abortions. I get such a rush. It's like skydiving with my pussy. It's like a bloody pussy skydive. You know what I mean? Oh, you just have to experience it for yourself. Anyways, back to the story here. One expresses sympathy, saying, "As you grieve, remember that you are loved." Another provides encouragement for someone who, quote, did the right thing. Still another reassures the recipient that God will never leave you or forsake you. Christians beg to differ on that one. The cards are offered in English and Spanish. Baker said Exhale plans to publish a magazine for women who've had abortions. I look forward to the premiere issue of Abortion Fancy. That should be hitting newsstands relatively soon. Second story we have for you today. This comes from the batshit crazy department, and it comes from Montana. A man told police not to blame him for crashing his truck into a light post. No, no, it was the unicorn that was behind the wheel. Aha. Prosecutor Ingrid Rosenquist said Philip C. Holliday Jr. initially denied driving the truck involved in the March 7 crash in Billings, Montana. He told officers at the scene that a unicorn was driving. If I was one of the policemen involved, I would totally humor this guy. But I would ask questions like, how did the unicorn fit in the car? Specifically the driver's seat. He's got that big horn. There's no way it would be able to fit in the car. It'd be poking out. You know what I mean? There should be a big hole in the roof of the car where the horn was sticking out. Piercing. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. Use the fucking logic. Stupid guy. I would have at least, if I was the drunk guy, I would have come up with something a little more believable. Not a stupid unicorn. Maybe a leprechaun.
You could be a crackhead. You got hold to the wrong stuff.
Or a crackhead. Sure. Holliday, 42, pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to felony charges of criminal endangerment and drunk driving. A pickup truck drove through a red light and nearly struck another truck at the intersection. The driver then made an erratic U-turn through a gas station, then crossed the street and crashed into a light pole. Nobody was injured. Holliday has 5 drunk driving convictions. Things aren't looking good for you, Mr. Holliday. District Judge Gregory Todd kept his bail at $100,000, despite his lawyer arguing that Holliday's last such conviction was 14 years ago, when he argued the Easter Bunny forced him at gunpoint to do body shots off the Virgin Mary. All while the Trix Rabbit and Count Chocula were having gay sex in front of them. Ting! Finally on today's show, no episode of Distorted View is complete without the obligatory sliced penis story. A woman who slashed a man's penis with a knife during an intimate encounter. Let me tell you something. If someone is using a knife to slice off my penis, that encounter is anything but intimate. Woman who slashed a man's penis with a knife during an intimate encounter was acquitted Tuesday after a jury accepted her explanation of self-defense. Dina Quering was found not guilty of aggravated assault in British Columbia's Supreme Court. Quering became sexually involved with Martin Cyrus to settle a drug debt. That's lovely. Quote, he had demanded a sexual favor for that, said Malin McKim, the lawyer for Dina Quering. And in the course of the sexual conduct, he began to choke her. That's how you do it. And in response to that, she reached into her purse and retrieved a knife, which she slashed at him and cut his penis. Whatever this guy's name is, suffered serious cuts to his penis and chest. Any cut to the penis is serious, in my opinion. McKim said the case came down to the jury having to decide who to believe, whether the version of Mr. Serios that he was an innocent victim, or the version of Miss Quering that, in fact, she had been attacked and throttled as a result of which she lashed out on him. In his defense, Miss McKim also argued that Quering was traumatized from years of abuse as a child. All right, now you're laying it on a little thick, all right? Why don't you just add that she was a Vietnam War vet? and her baby was stolen by the Russian mob. And she's the widow of a 9/11 victim. Come on. Oh, and then she got her baby back, but a wild tiger came out of nowhere and ate the baby in Central Park when she was visiting the 9/11 memorial. She's had a hard life. All right, that is your distorted news for Thursday, my freaking dickies. Let's do a couple of voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, before we do the first voicemail, I found this file or this sound clip from a while back ago. You know, very rarely on the show when I start the voicemail segment, if something is just if there's a voicemail that's just really, really, really bad, I won't play it and I'll stop the show and edit it out. But one time I forgot to hit stop, and so I you actually heard me a little bit after the voicemail, and so I saved this because I thought it was funny. And here's you have to sort of pay attention to what it's saying here. Listen closely.
Jesus Christ, I hate my listeners so much.
Jesus Christ,
I hate
my listeners so much. So telling. All right, let's just do a couple voicemails here now.
Tim,
see how
it's
this
one
goes.
Of your female fans. Yeah.
A lady.
I'm also an underage listener, so they were having this stupid thing at school called Nerd Day, and they have a stupid thing where they play
so
music,
much.
And Joey gets the hell out of my room.
I hate my listeners so much.
And they were playing a song called by Eiffel 365 or whatever.
Oh.
69, who cares? And I started seeing the gay twisted version that you did.
All right, thank you very much.
Damn, another one of your Texas listeners. Listen,
awful.
On the podcast today, you were talking about Dr. Pepper from Texas.
Yes.
That had cane sugar rather than high fructose.
Yes.
Matter of fact, it's not from Dallas.
Oh.
It's actually from Dublin.
Dublin.
Dublin, Texas.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the first bottlers, and they just never changed. It's not so much that they refused to change. I would say. However, yes, it's not Dallas, definitely Dublin. So
get out, you asshole!
All right, I stand corrected.
Hey, Tim, it's Colin in Orange County.
You sound depressed, Colin. What can I do to turn that frown upside down?
I just sort of want an explanation as to why most of the Pain, Rain, Love video featured you puking in a toilet. And this perplexed me more than the gay porn watching, since I figure you do that in your free time anyway. And I figure that you have crazy girlfriends who like Kentucky bluegrass calling you up and breaking up with you all over. But I just want to know, why the fuck were you throwing up in a toilet? What did that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
I don't get it. Explain it now.
The thing is, I needed to have a different scene. Like, it was all me on my bed, and so I wanted to switch it up, and so I did the puke scene. And if you saw my now that's an ovation video from several years ago, that puke was much better. I don't know.
Hey, Tim, Sam, San Rafael. Also, I might as well get this out of the way. Invasion of the podcasters. Well, I've called a couple times before with other bits of information, but I'd actually ask you a question this time. I remember a little while back, you were offering to do sort of a let all people record their own ending to the show, where you mentioned the voicemail line.
Oh, right. Yeah.
For a somewhat decent-sized donation, and I was curious if you're still doing that. I'm kind of pimping the show. I'm kind of pimping this horror movie podcast we're doing. And I was curious, if there's still a way I can do that with them.
Yeah, sure, why not? I think, what was I charging, $25 to do the ending of Distorted View? Wow. I really wanted people to do the work for me, and then I'd charge them for that, too. I'm kind of a dick. But I sort of stopped begging people for money ever since the sideshow thing started. Now I just beg people to sign up for the sideshow. But yeah, if you want to record an ending of to Distorted View, where I do the whole, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com, distortedview.com is our official voicemail, blah, 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 you know, the whole thing. You're more than welcome to do that, alright? A couple more voicemails here.
Kim, I love your show. I just saw the video that you put up on Monday. It fucking rocks.
Thank you.
This Friday for my birthday, I'm still getting a subscription.
Thank you. Next up.
Hey, Tim, this is one of your many underage listeners, Nick from Connecticut. And total freak. I've been listening for over a year and a half.
Ooh.
But anyway, I'm trying to catch up on shows, and I'm pretty much bedridden with my stuff like. And I just listened to the 28th show, and I noticed we got Electro Boy back, and I know a lot of your listeners aren't huge fans of Little Bastard, but, you know, honestly, I think he's a breath of fresh air, because honestly, the show has not had another enemy like this since we haven't had another good enemy since Jason from the Jason Show.
Jason Show!
So, you know, let him ride. Get some people against
the Distorted View and the Jason Show! All right, well, you know, next time Electro Baby calls in, I will play his voicemail line or his voicemail call in full. How about that? And I promise I won't use the train crashing sound effect. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is he? Oh, God, I'm calling for the wet menstrual extractions. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you're a Sideshow member, stick around for the extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back here for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
How can I help you?
My baby's got his arm stuck in a meat grinder.
I'm sorry, what was that?
My baby has his arm stuck in a meat grinder. I need an ambulance.
Ma'am, you're gonna have to, you're gonna have to speak up here.
My son's arm is in a meat grinder.
Did you see these pictures on page 13? Hot.
Hello?
What? Couldn't you hear I was talking to someone?
Yeah, but my son's hand is in a meat grinder.
Oh my God, that's awful.
I know. Can you send an ambulance, please?
No, I'm talking about this apple. I think it's rotten. Rhonda, when did you buy these apples? The apples you brought in.
Huh? His arm's in a meat grinder. You have to help.
Let me put you on hold just for a second.
No, don't put me on... His arm is stuck in a meat grinder! Meat grinder! Meat grinder! Baby, baby, okay. Bubbles, can you help? Stay away! Stay away!
That hooker was probably the best fuck I ever had. Ma'am, are you still there? Now, you were telling me you got your keys locked in your car or something?